Elgar wrote his violin concerto for the great Austrian violinist Fritz Kreisler, who premiered it in 1910. Among those who champion it today is a violinist who feels a personal connection when performing it.
On the printed score of his violin concerto, Elgar wrote, "Herein is enshrined the soul of," ending the sentence with only an ellipsis of five dots. The work, says violinist Nikolai Shep Snyder, is highly personal.
He said himself that it's emotional, far too emotional, but I love it. That's one quote. And we know that within this is buried the soul of somebody that he loved very much.
Performing it also has a personal meaning for Shep Snyder, who says he loved the concerto but never played it until he began working with Sir Colin Davis, who became his mentor.
And around the same time, the violin that I played came to me.
It was the violin of Fritz Kreisler, to whom Elgar dedicated his concerto.
He premiered the Elgar concerto on that. That was the final thing to make me program it.
The Kreisler Guarneri del Gesù violin was made in 1741, when concert halls and orchestras were much smaller.
Everything was different from what we imagine today, what we hear today. And yet, still the best, most suited instruments to play the music that was written in the 19th and 20th century. I find that extraordinary. It's very humbling in a way. Hopefully it will go on to have a very illustrious life. But it truly feels like a privilege to be one little part of that.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.